Morning. Welcome to Local Matters. Ben Rogers here, and excited to have my good friend, Alan Foster, Cumberland County Mayor, back in. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. It's been a while.
It has been a while. Where you been?
I've been working.
Working? You know I'm not going to believe that now, Ben. Come on.
Come in here and already working. Getting on me.
Working.
You know, well, I do miss y'all. I had on Jeff Mason a few weeks ago.
So you had Mason before me?
I tried.
Now, and you admitted it in front
show,
of me right
let the
now.
Record show, I text you as well. And of course,
yeah,
it didn't work out.
Yeah,
I know. You give me a hard time. But I want to get you all back in. I know our good friend Randy Hetty's, he's battling his butt off.
He is. He is. He's getting towards the end of his treatments for it's kind of esophageal cancer. And he's. I talked to him yesterday. I actually called him. I was leaving a meeting here in Cookeville and going back home, and he's getting close to having more scans, and he feels like he's doing better and progressing. Yeah. So we'll know more soon. He's a good fellow. Jackson County needs Randy up there. So.
Yeah, he's a great mayor. It's been a tough year, and I I'm sorry for you losing your best friend and wife back in the spring. And
yeah, it's been a bad year. It has. Rebecca passed in late April, mm-hmm. Mostly unexpected. You know, she'd been fighting cancer, but the death was not expected, especially when it happened and how it happened. But, you know, it's a life changer, as you would expect. You lose your soulmate, your best friend.
Yeah, and I can't imagine that. But I will say this. First time I met her, she was just as kind to me as anybody. You know, kindness exuded from her. That was her big thing. But you know what? She was kind, but she was so brilliant.
Yeah, she was. She was the whole package.
Oh, yeah. She could do anything
from singing and leading choir at church to John Rose's district director and everything in between. And she was good at literally everything she did. I always wondered what the one flaw, the one imperfection she had was. She picked me. I don't know what was wrong with her that day, but hey, I'll take it.
Well, I'll argue with you on that.
I'll take the 35 years I had. So
that was that long hair you had.
It was. I say the only sexy mullet ever, although they've come back and I think they've gone away again. It was pretty hot. I was looking good back then.
That was a fabulous picture I've seen several times.
The
back
earring
in the day.
And everything. Yeah. Yeah. You know, hey, I thought I was styling for sure.
It's hard to see you.
But, you know, it's hard to argue that I didn't look good because I got Rebecca with that. Maybe I got her despite all that. I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
But no, she was wonderful. We miss her. And
She was good. And you know, they've been things I didn't know. The state did a declaration for her. John Rose read and gave a speech on the floor of the U.S. House about her. And then the scholarship over at Tennessee Tech is a great thing. She was two degrees from Tennessee Tech. Her bachelor's in nursing, and then her master's in nursing. And she had actually told Kim Hanna over there, one of the professors, she was on the foundation board, I believe, or something. And the last meeting they had with them, they were talking about scholarships, and Rebecca had told Kim that, you know, that's something that she would like to see happen at some point, not knowing that how soon it would be. And when she passed away, we just put out, in lieu of flowers, send donations to Tennessee Tech. Yeah. In honor of Rebecca. And not long later, I got a letter and got a call and a letter from Tennessee Tech that said they received so many donations, it was funded so high that it was now endowed.
Fully endowed.
Fully endowed. Wow. And for every year from now on, somebody in nursing will get a scholarship, the Rebecca Foster Memorial.
Sometimes it takes years to get a scholarship endowed.
It was just a few months. It was very, very quick.
So what should how can they earn that? Has the parameters been?
The parameters are, of course, she was from Fentress. We lived in Cumberland. So Cumberland, Fentress County, bachelor's degree, nurse first. And then it would be a graduate degree after that. And then anybody in upper Cumberland. But I feel pretty strong it'll be filled out of Cumberland or Fentry every time easily.
Yeah. But that's awesome. That's really good news. And you will always maintain that and make sure it's endowed and funded well.
But
it's
absolutely
been fully endowed, and people will continue to give, right?
So
they may get so much that they can do more than one.
That's right. You know, that'd be the hope. She would be I think, happy and embarrassed at the same time.
Yeah.
Because from all of the attention, because that, you know, you knew where that was at her. She didn't do anything for that, but she would be tickled to be able to help mm-hmm. nurses.
What where can people go to donate, Alan?
They can go to the Tennessee Tech webpage, and there's a drop down and a link right there that's for her specifically.
Perfect.
You know, it's not a generic thing anymore. It's like, and that's the other thing. When you went with the funeral to donate, you had to like specifically put in her name.
Sure.
And you know, who knows how many, you know,
right.
if people did that yeah. or not, but now there is a link to that and everything on there.
Well,
so
everybody feel free to hit that webpage up and donate to a good cause for somebody to be able to go to nursing school.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's
yeah.
awesome. Since I mean, we've talked some and we're not strangers, but I don't really know what's going on in Cumberland County, Alan. I mean, I know what's going on somewhat with the officials that I serve now, but I don't even know how your budget went. So, you know, did I know you passed one. Was there any crazy changes to this year's
budget?
There
was nothing terribly crazy. Honestly, I missed some of the budget cycle with Rebecca and everything, but we had another good budget. You know, as you know, we always pass it a little later than some others do. But
same as Putnam.
Yep, same as Putnam. It saves us money every year. But we were able to help our employees again. And one of the big things that was voted on was to do a salary study again. We hadn't had one done in about 4 or 5 years or more, and you know, things have changed a
sure.
lot since then.
Oh, yeah.
And we've tried to keep up with it as good as we can, but we've got a salary study that I think we're going to get the results of likely in December. So looking at maybe, you know, the commission has talked about making some changes first of the year. So we'll see how that goes.
So who do you, when that process starts, and you don't have to bid it out, right? That's a professional service.
It is a professional service.
Calling. Who did you use?
We used an organizational management group out of Sevier County.
They've done several.
They have. Yeah. And we got one done from them years ago, and they've done a good job for us, and they're at a reasonable price. And so we've kept them on, and we actually keep them on in case we have during the year, you know, a job description or something, new position comes up. You know, we implemented January 1 of this year, so it's not quite a year, mm-hmm. A new codes department. So we had to, you know, get the pay averages and all that for that. So they're useful to us.
I'm going to guess that the pay scale study is going to come back and say that the employees should be at a higher rate.
I would guess. And that's after
– that's an easy guess.
We've given really good raises. We have given really good raises, but I think that's the only thing that will keep it from being even a lot more expensive than normal. But, you know, any organization, you got to take care of your employees.
Absolutely.
If you want to have a good functioning organization, you just have to take care of your employees.
Well, you were in the private sector before you became mayor. I mean, how often did your company try to compensate employees and provide them some benefit that to keep them around? Was it?
Yeah, and it was always cyclical with the depending on the
sure.
the economy at the time. But you know, they did, and if you didn't, everybody knew what happens. But you know, the old joke: you could go and quit your job and apply for the same job again, and you get a raise. You know, so people understand that that's not a good thing because institutional knowledge matters.
Right.
It really matters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the experience of somebody – losing an employee has got experience it takes years to replace.
Yes, it does. I mean, there are key ones that are difficult, but every employee is important.
So I'm assuming no tax increase on your budget?
No tax increase. You know, sales tax changes in laws to where the sales tax is where the package is, I guess, delivered is technically what it is, has really made a difference in us, and that has helped Cumberland County a lot. And we got a lot of growth.
Well, yeah, because I was going to say you're growing, and people are staying in Cumberland County and shopping, right? And
they
people
are
coming through Cumberland County are stopping and shopping.
Yeah, they'll stop there at the Buc-ee's.
Sure.
You know, I had to throw that in.
I hope
Jeff Mason's listening to that.
But,
yeah, I hope. I'm going to tell him to listen. But, you know, we got there. There's some activity going on there. We still are looking to get more retail. That's what on that side of things, that's the one thing that I hear the most. You know, we're looking, obviously, industry, all those standard things, but people want more places to stay at home and shop.
Yeah.
We got great local stores already there, too.
You do. Your squares, your courthouse, where the square is, that main strip going through town, it's for a while now, it's been, I mean, Cross was a beautiful city. But for years mm-hmm. now, y'all have done everything. You and the city have done everything to maintain it, make it mm-hmm. look appeasing, welcoming.
It's a little bit of a mess right now. We're kind of tore apart, but it'll be fixed again.
Well, update us right quick on that.
Well, right now, you know, we've had our issues with the courthouse. We had the damage that we discovered. I actually found out a few weeks ago that the engineers told us the truss damage to the roof, the models they did, every model they did that should not have been standing still.
Really?
That's yeah, we caught it that close. And I guess we're blessed on that one.
Yeah.
But the repairs are just now about to get completed. I think they're going to hand over in the next week or so to the remodel group. And that's going on. So it's just been a mess getting in and out. I apologize to anybody that's had to do business in the courthouse for the past almost 2 years,
yeah.
year and a half. It's been a lot. And at the same time, of course, there's a sidewalk project going on with the city of Crossville, and they're right in front of the courthouse. So it's really difficult, but it's going to be awesome when it's all done.
So what county offices are still working from the courthouse?
All we've got in there now is the Register of Deeds, my office, Human Resources, which is one person, and the Finance Department is still there.
Okay.
But we had to move the finance from the third floor down to the first floor where the VSO was.
Yes.
And our VSO now is across the road in the Milo Lemmert building, the old post office for the people that have been there a while, the old post office across from the courthouse.
Wasn't the finance office in that office before?
The finance office.
They were on the first floor at one time.
Well, they were on the second floor.
Okay.
Which is,
I feel like
you're probably
Nathan
thinking
that
he was, I don't remember if they've
when
ever been on the
CTS,
bottom floor. They had some court officials and things down there for a while.
You. Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So what time frame you think?
In theory?
Yeah.
May, June.
Okay.
To be moved back in, because the first crew did all the tear down and all that, and this was going back and doing all the fixing up.
Yeah. Well, that's a good update. That's one of the things I was going to ask you. I'm with Alan Foster, Cumberland County Mayor. He's with me here on Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers. We'll be back in just a moment after this break. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with Mayor Alan Foster out of Cumberland County. He's been a frequent guest, but it's been a few months, Alan, since you've been on, so it's good to have you back and get some updates in Cumberland County. I got to see your Register of Deeds a couple weeks ago at my conference that I put on for the County Official Association in Nashville, and what a great guy. And he's, you know, it's his first term, and there's some talk about, we talk about taxes a lot in county government because that's what funds operations, right? It's taxes, and we property tax, sales tax. We already talked about sales tax a little bit, how much y'all are growing. There's a talk about transfer tax, and one of the things registers are facing too is property fraud or theft, like ID and people stealing property based on their deed, recording deeds. It's crazy.
Yeah, Trey actually has done something that hasn't been done there for our register. He's new this first time. Mm-hmm. Trey Curley, he actually signed up for the program where you could just put your email in and address and all that. And if something happens on one of your deeds or something like that, you're going to get a fraud alert or just an alert that you know something is going on. You know, I had to do some stuff fairly recently, and almost instantly it seemed like, boom, I got an alert. So he's really moved that office forward, doing a good job there.
Yeah, and I think it's important, and I know there's going to be some talk through my association and getting with the legislatures about how do we minimize the fraud of property, right? The
Absolutely.
Theft of property. But let's talk about transfer tax.
All right, okay.
You know more about it than I do. I'll just say it. I have not kept up with it like I should the last couple of months because I've been focusing on the conference. But let's talk about how that can impact county government.
Well, you go in and you register real estate in the register's office, and there's a fee. It's so many cents per $100. Mm-hmm. And the register's office collects that fee, and then they see it with county employees. And then the fee is sent to the state of Tennessee, and the state keeps all of that fee. Mm-hmm. And so what the Association of County Mayors, TCCA, the Commission Association, and TCSA have decided to ask for is, like, the state let us keep half of that. And instead of sending it all to them, or they send us our half back, however they want to do it, that would be $1 million to Cumberland County, and a fee that's already being paid. It's not a new fee. It's nothing else extra that someone would have to be paid, but it would give us that money back to help offset those costs that we already have. You know, our trustees out of the general fund, or our registers out of the general fund, all of them are. But so that would help offset that cost and maybe put it to some other things we need in the county.
So those associations do what I do, and I know that our association would help in that fight, right? And we have talked about it. I say I didn't know much, but I do know, but I don't know as much as you do. We have talked about it.
Well, we knew that. I mean,
well, yeah, I mean, for sure.
Just kidding.
I know. Yeah. But no.
You just threw that up there twice. Yeah, and it took me the second time before I took advantage of it.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm honest guy. Yeah. But we would work in conjunction with Commissioner Association, County Service Association, even the assessors of property that we has been talking about as well, right? He came. Was it TCSA he came to? And yeah, it was
I
at the board meeting.
Yeah.
I was in the board meeting at TCSA, and Will Denami, the assessor's lobbyist, come in with numbers for each county.
Yeah.
And you said around a million.
Around a million. And, you know, it fluctuates. That's the thing, too. It's not, I mean, it would be driven by the economy, but as the values go up, you know, that would change automatically for that. And like I said, it's not a new fee. It's not anything extra somebody would be paying. It's just how that would be divided out.
It's going somewhere else and it's staying local. Some of it's staying local.
And county staff are already doing it. People that are employed and paid through county tax dollars are the employees collecting that fee.
So what's the penny value in Cumberland County?
The penny value was about $2.25 or so.
So that's less than 5 cents, 4 cents, 4.5 cents or something. Property tax rate you're saving.
Oh yeah,
having an increase of 4.5, 5 cents if you get that money back in.
Yeah,
right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It'd be a big thing.
Yeah, so I think it's,
you know, and the burden shouldn't always on the property owner. That's not how the burden should always flow. And so we've been very, very careful with our tax dollars in Cumberland County, and you know we respect every penny that we get from the people because it's hard earned money that they have to pay every year on something they own.
Yeah, and have you had any feedback from any legislators on it? Have you talked to
some? Not yet. I don't know how popular it would be. You know, I mean, it would be a hit to their books, but they're talking about they've got surpluses, and one of the things they could do is, you know how a county budget is. They're tight.
Yeah.
And so much of it is absolutely mandated that you don't have a choice but to pay. You're going to pay each department this with their salaries, and there's so little room in a county budget otherwise, and it would be a way of getting some of that money back in here to do some of the things that counties need to do. You know, we have to do schools, we have to do solid waste, we have to do jails, all these things that are mandated that we're going to do. So
mandated is the key word. You're going to do it regardless of where the money
and we
comes
should
from,
it's
right?
The basic responsibilities of government. You know, we don't get to do all the bells and whistles that maybe a municipality can take on, and I'm not knocking them in any way, shape, or form, but they get to do different things than we do, and there's a lot of the basic grunt work, so to speak, that counties do.
Well, the biggest part of the general fund budget is law enforcement and incarceration.
Sure,
And cities don't do incarceration.
That's right.
Most of them don't. There's only a few in the state that do. So having a jail and housing inmates is a big expense. So, I mean, that money could go.
Yeah, that's where your lawsuits come from, too, is that jail.
Yeah.
I mean, the jail's where you're a lot of the law, and they're always silly, almost always silly. But, you know, it's an expense.
It's an expense. So, you know, there's also talk on the news. This is, you know, I'm not saying any secrets about maybe doing a constitutional change on property tax for the state to do property tax. You know, we don't have that now. And believe it or not, there are several states in the country that will tax property owners just like the county and cities do here, right? So they would be paying property taxes to the state.
Who is that? I can't imagine our legislature would go for that.
Yeah, I imagine they would make that constitutional change to not allow it.
Oh,
ever,
to not
right?
allow
yeah,
it. Yes, because my understanding
like the
is
income tax.
Yeah, didn't the state have one?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they
I've heard that. I don't know if it's true.
They
got away from it. But, that's the last thing property tax owners need is another tax on their – I've always said, if you're taxed on it, do you truly own it? Because, you know, it's a wealth tax, so to speak.
Yeah.
But it's not really wealth because, you know, you're not – you can't spend your property. You just own it, and it's an asset. So it's a tax on an asset every year over and over and over. So – and if you don't pay it, you know, what's going to happen? And that's not how things, you know, we don't want to put any more burden on the property tax owner than we have to. So we're very, that's why we're always one of the lowest taxed counties in the state of Tennessee.
Yeah, this session's going to be my first full session in my new role is going to be very exciting.
I mean, honestly, you know, some of the county officials, their biggest job is to try to keep government reined in, and others, you know, they have to advocate for the needs that they see within their elected department or appointed or whatever department. So there's always that give and take there. Thankfully, we're in a county where everybody works together good as a team, and they understand to some degree the stresses that are dealt with by the various offices, and so they're working together pretty good.
Yeah, and most county offices are able to do that. But it'll be interesting to see what the state does this next session. Will they eliminate some of those tax opportunities? Will they create, you know, they have not been creating more taxes. They've been cutting taxes the last several years.
Yeah, and you know, they'll tell us how they've given us this, that, or the other in one-time funds, and that's great and very, very thankful for them. But there's a misnomer, I think, with some of them, that they think that we're all flush and we don't need any money. Well, even if you got some in the bank account, that doesn't mean you're recurring. You know, that's what matters, something that comes in every year. And trust me, most of the people in county government, they're you know, I was just a regular citizen. Before I became mayor, I was just a taxpayer too, like right. everybody else, and we all are. And so we're close, and the people in Cumberland County government take that serious and watch out for it. And I think that's one of the reasons I think we're the third lowest tax rate in the state this year, somewhere around there, $1.13.5. But we do take that seriously because, you know, like I said, the property tax owner shouldn't have to take the full burden of anything.
And that's one reason people move to Cumberland County.
That's right.
So I'm with Alan Foster, Cumberland County Mayor. This is Ben Rogers on Local Matters. Be back in just a moment after this break. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with Cumberland County Mayor Alan Foster. He is part of the four mayors that I have on, and the four mayors have not been able to get together. One has been battling cancer, and we're still praying for Randy Hetty. But we'll have him on as soon as he gets better, because I know he's going to get better. So, Alan, you've given me some great updates on Cumberland County. We've talked some state issues with revenue, and that's what you and I do. We get together. We're nerds.
Yeah, we always said that. We are nerds. Yeah.
But one thing, so you're one of the most proactive mayors in the state, and I'm saying that to brag on you, but also it's the truth, because you've come in 2018.
Did you say that about Jeff Mason too?
I don't think I said that about Jeff.
I'm going to have to go back to the tape and make sure.
I don't think I did. Okay. I think I said he's one of the funniest mayors.
Okay, yeah. We can go with that.
We laughed a lot.
Yeah.
Of course, we laughed here too. But you are proactive, and one of the things you and I had talked about this early on. Of course, Denny Wayne in White County had done this, so I don't know if he gave you the idea, if you've been talking about it, but you and the county commission have now implemented a full blown operation for a codes department, a county codes department.
Yeah,
where did you get that idea from? What made you want to go that route?
Well, we had building codes. Mm-hmm. And the city of Crossville was kind enough, from the time we implemented them until January, they did the codes for us. And over the years, we just talked about how, you know, you want to own your own thing there. And the city was really good to us and did a great job. They've got a great department there, too. But we just thought that it was time that mm-hmm. we stood on our own feet. And so we brought that in-house, and that changed a few things too, you know, the way appeals boards work and all that kind of stuff, you know, and you got a little more control over it that way. So we brought that in-house in January, and boy, talk about starting a new department. I did not give myself enough time to start that. I thought, you know, 6 months sounded like plenty of time, or when the budget, you know, from the budget until January 1, I thought that's plenty of time.
Right.
It was not, but hired a great, great director, Josh Selby, and he has just done a fabulous job. One of the big things I did was underestimated the volume. I'd looked around and for pricing for what we should pay and things like that, and I kind of judged it off of what Putnam County had at the time. And we have gotten in there, and it's just blown up. You know, we're having mid-30s to 40s a month on residential. Every month since then, over 300 permits are somewhere in the process right now. And I did that. We're doing that with two people. So we're working them to death. But we're about to hire another person in there, because the last thing you want to do is stop a builder and make them wait on an inspection. And our whole idea when we started the department was to do it with common sense, mm-hmm. make sure that people knew we were there to help. You know, famous words, I'm the government, we're here to help. But we truly do want to do that. We want it to be a service to make sure that somebody knows that when they buy that house or buy one down the road that's been inspected, that you know, it's got a good shot of being a really good one because it meets certain standards.
Is there a fine line between outsourcing services and then doing the services yourself?
There really, truly is. And it was a good way to start it. And I have nothing but good things to say about the city of Crossville and their codes department. It was just time for us to do. We were growing so much right now. It was just time for us to do it ourselves. It does give you a little bit more control over the things. You know, if you're hiring employees and you're their boss, and we're setting the standards now that we want to go by. But it was a great way to start. I would encourage anybody that's trying to get a program, if you've got a good relationship with your city, if then they got it, that's a good way to start. And we do have a great relationship with city, and that's another thing we're blessed at about in Cumberland County, is having those good relationships.
For years, Clay County outsourced their ambulance service through the city, and now, you know, this last 6 months or so, they've taken it back over. And,
right.
You know, when is that line? When is it time to do so? And that's up to each county. There's no perfect answer for that. You felt there was a need to stay, like you said, stand on your own feet when it comes to codes enforcement. And,
yeah.
And obviously it's going to, you know, it costs money for personnel, but you keep all the money instead of the state getting the biggest portion of it,
yeah.
Right? Because you're just getting a small portion every time an inspection was turned in and submitted and paid for.
Yeah, well, the county was getting nothing when the city did it, and that was fine. That was the deal they had. They were hiring the people, paying the insurance and all that stuff. And like I say, it was a great deal. Our codes department's paying for itself. Maybe a little extra on top of it, even with the new person. Our intent is not to gouge anybody. We want to make sure that it's a service that's paid for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's happening right now.
How many employees did you say?
We've got a director who does go out in the field and inspects. We've got an inspector and then an office manager who keeps the whole thing running.
Yeah,
that's always important.
Yeah, and that's more people keep building. You'll
Yeah, but we're about to get another employee in there to be out on the field and inspect, because there's just more work that can be
well,
done.
Well, there's a time limit, right? Once the permit's turned in, you have to inspect it. Yeah. 48 hours or something?
It's somewhere. It's different for different things, I think.
Yeah.
I'd have to ask Josh. He could tell you if he was here. But there are time limits. And even if there weren't, these people are trying to – the builders are trying to make a living. The homeowner that's building it – you know, that they've got a construction loan, they don't want to pay the interest on that any longer than they have to. So last thing I want is Cumberland County to be a hindrance on that.
Yeah. Well, now, so let's talk about something really cool that y'all have now. I think it's officially open, right? Is Flat Rock open now?
The membership track is open. The 3.5 mile portion of the track is something else.
How long? I remember you sat in this room and announced that this was happening. You and I talked about it. How long has that been now?
It's been
a couple years.
Yeah, a couple years.
And now the track is open.
Yeah, it's one of those things, you know, everywhere you go, you see a sign that says a racetrack is coming soon. And so when I started saying it, people, I think they were skeptical.
Yeah.
But no, it's real. It's the real deal. Everything we're told. This track is probably going to be the best track in North America.
Wow.
And we've heard top three to top five in the whole world.
How long is it?
The membership track is 3.5 miles, which is a big track.
Yeah.
They're looking to add a commercial track, which is about 2.5 more. They're going to do that a little bit later. And so it'd make it a 6 mile track that you could do. And if there's multiple configurations, there's I forget how many degree turn that the drivers are just, their mouths are watering over because they can really get some speed. But I've been on that turn. It's pretty fun.
Did you drive your truck?
Oh, they wouldn't let me. I was a little insulted. They won't let me get my truck out there, but it's beautiful. They're doing a lodge. They're doing quadplexes right now. So they've permitted 11 quadplexes, 44 units, and it's just amazing what's going on.
Will that all be open to the public, or will you have to be a member to stay at the quadplex or lodge?
The membership portion of the track it's like a golf club or something, membership. You can get a paddock. You can put your vehicles in there, rent it out, work on them, and they're guaranteed so many days a year that they can race. The commercial and the membership track can be used for commercial races and things as well, but there are going to be opportunities. They're looking at one of those, I hate to say even go-karts, but those souped-up go-kart tracks, amphitheater, all different kinds of amenities out there. And they'll have track days. You know, maybe you got your Corvette Club or your Mini Cooper Club or whatever it is, and they'll come out and have their track days out there on race day. So it's going to be a lot of things for everybody.
When you say commercial track, are we talking about professional races at some point?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's.
Where's Cumberland County going to put everybody?
there's a place. There's a place over there. It's 800 acres, and they've actually bought some surrounding land on top of that 800 acres. people familiar with the area, they bought the RV park that's right there.
Yeah, they so bought people can that. Bring their RV.
They got some changes. It was where they were selling the RV, where they sell those.
Yeah,
they bought that. Yeah. It's no secret anymore. That's been done. Okay. But so there's a lot of things going on, and they're looking to have some. Probably a couple of professional races there a year. Still looking and negotiating with those, but you know. It's like I've been to Nashville a few times and talked to everybody about it. The exit is not ready, and Westall Road is not ready for that yet. You couldn't hold our county fair on that exit right now, and so we're going to need some work done out there to get that going. Sure. Everybody seems to be working well with us, and we'll see how that goes.
So, I'm excited, but I don't have a fancy car, like a sports car, right?
Yeah, me either.
And if you're a member, that's what they're wanting you to put on the track. You're not taking your old F-150 out there. You're not taking your old Buick Skylark. You're taking a Corvette, or you're taking a Ferrari, or you're taking whatever. Mm-hmm. That's their target audience, I'm assuming.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay, and so you're. Is there a lot of people in Cumberland County with Ferraris?
They've sold memberships all over the country.
That's what
and
I'm
outside. Yeah. Outside, this is going to be a regional thing, and I don't mean regional Tennessee. It's going to be regional U.S. at minimum.
Yeah,
at minimum.
So I mean, we're looking at revenue generation.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Do you have any idea what you might bring in?
Hard to say. I would say they're going to have minimum $50 million into the development, and I'd say that's probably really low.
Yeah.
And, you know, so there'll be property tax, there'll be sales tax generation, all those things off of that. It's going to be a positive thing.
I remember this talk of all this. It was fun to see it come to fruition. And, this could have easily fell apart.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It was three counties working together.
Yeah.
That was an industrial development park out there that the three counties owned. It's a good deal for all three counties. And, every deal, you've been there as a commissioner and things, every deal. And deals do fall through that people never know about, and it's frustrating. But this is one that went well. I've had people, what did you give them to come? I said, nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. They didn't get a property tax abatement or anything to come. And that was one of it was asked, obviously. That's one of the first things they'd ask. But we didn't give them anything to come in. They've just been a good partner.
Well, of course, it's Morgan, Roan and Cumberland, right?
Yes.
And I remember going up there with Ron Woody, at the time county executive for Roan, Don Edwards, the county executive for Morgan, and then Kenny Carey, the county mayor for Cumberland, to a meeting when it was not this. It was just, what can we do here?
Yes.
And that was probably 18 years ago, Alan.
That meeting in the audience. A lot of the commissioners were there, and it was packed.
It was packed.
And, come a long way.
Yeah, come a long way because of you and your leadership and the commission. I've had Alan Foster, Cumberland County Mayor, good friend of mine. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Good to see you, Ben.
Yeah, good to see you. Folks, hope you have a great weekend. Remember, it's a lot easier to smile than it is a frown. Make somebody's day. Be kind to one another. It's the only way we're going to get through this life. We'll hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.